pipe. It's the the stove pipe.
All right. A small vehicle to carry bricks or other heavy things with the little wheel in front, two handles to push it by. Sometimes you use that in your yard to carry trash.
Oh, that's a wheelbarrow.
What do you sharpen a scythe on?
Ooh, Neil, I don't know.
Wood or stone. You ever heard of it? You ever heard of a whetstone?
Yes.
What is the kind that turns around? Do you know that? That kind of stone that turns around that sharpens?
No, what is it?
It's fixed on a stone. It's a sharpening stone fixed on a stand with a treadle or a handle, and it's called a...
No.
You ever heard of a grindstone?
Mm-hmm. But I don't, I'm not... I've just heard of it, that's all.
You've heard of what?
The grindstone.
What is the thing I drive? What did I drive down here?
A car.
If something is squeaking, to lubricate it, you have to do what to it?
You have to grease it.
Have you ever heard of the trash on the wheel that squeaks the loudest? No, wait a minute. The wheel that squeaks the loudest gets the most oil?
Yes.
It has a lot of meaning in it, doesn't it? If grease got all over your hands, they are all...
greasy.
And I don't like that kind of food either, do you?
No.
If you'd have a door hinge that is squeaking, what would you say you ought to do to it?
Grease it.
You may have a little kin of it. You need to...
oil it.
What is it that's used to burn in lamps?
Kerosene.
What might you call a makeshift lamp made with a rag, bottle, and kerosene? Sometimes we buy them now and burn them out in the yard and patios and things. They're called
torches.
Inside the tire of the car is the inner. People float all about in the water. Inside the tire of the car is the inner
tube.
If you have just built a boat and are going to put it in the water, you say they're going to what to the boat?
They're going to launch the boat.
All right. And in fact, there are places down the lake, in various parts and things, where people go out and launch their boats in the water at home. What kind of boat would you go fishing in on a small lake?
A rowboat.
If you were going to the next village and I said, will you be home today? You might say, no, I...
we'll spend the night away.
If you were going to the next village and I said, will you be home today? You say, no,
I'll come back tomorrow.
Or I am going what?
Going to stay longer, overnight.
If asked when you were going, you might say, I. If you were going today and you asked when you were going, you might say,
I'm going tomorrow.
No, if you were going today.
I'm going today. I'm coming back tomorrow.
All right. Or if I went with you and they went and we stayed here, you'd say, we stayed here and you went. We stay, we what? If I went with you and they stayed here, you would say, we went and they...
went and we stayed here.
All right. He said he was going to get some cake or whatever. He would say, I am going to do what?
To get some of that.
If a child is just learning to dress himself,
he'll bring in clothes and says,
here are your clothes.
If I ask you if you think, let's say Kennedy, if Kennedy were running for president, if I ask you if you think Kennedy is going to be elected, you might say no. But if you thought that there were other people besides you, what would you say?
Other people besides me, no, I do not. There are many people who think so.
If you meet a little boy on the street and he's afraid of you, you might tell him you were not going to hurt him by saying, don't cry, I am
not going to hurt you.
If you say, if you had an argument with somebody and you wanted to say, to ask him, if he didn't think you were right about this, you would say, well, I'm right.
About this.
Or I am right. Would you say, ain't I, or what?
I'm right, am I not?
Right. If you were talking about the old days when everything was better than it is now, you might lean back and say, well,
it's not like the old days. It ain't like it used to be.
Or blank the good old days.